This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Henning, Minnesota is our location today. This is Otter Tail Lake Country. Rush Lake's not too far away here. Dead Lake, Star Lake in this region. Turtle Lake, West Battle Lake is another one. Cliff Wall is another. East Battle. I told you about West Battle already, right? Yeah, so that's the lakes. The communities, of course, are Henning and Vining, and Wadena's not too far away. And we're 45 minutes from Fergus Falls, Minnesota, and the reason we're in Henning is this is one of the locations that the Magical Medora Christmas Tour is stopping. They have 9 venues left, 11 events, 2 in Bismarck, 2 in Bloomington, otherwise Detroit Lakes tonight for a performance, and they have seats available in Detroit Lakes tonight. So it'd be a great night to head into Detroit Lakes and take this in. Some of these are sold out in advance, so the fact they still have tickets is great. Imagine some other events going on there. They're at the Detroit Lakes Middle School with a performance. Tickets are at Historic Holmes Theater. I think there's something else going on at Historic Holmes Theater, so they weren't able to have that venue this time around. But Alexandria tomorrow night, Henning, then on Sunday, Wahpeton Monday, Jamestown Tuesday, Bismarck Wednesday for 2 performances, Valley City on Thursday, 21st in Fergus Falls, 22nd in Bloomington. So there you go. That is what is happening on the Magical Medora Tour. We'll tell you more about it. The one and only Bill Sorensen is going to join us a little later on in the program, so stay tuned for that. Meanwhile, we want to know what's on your mind. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. 800-228-0550. You can text Todd or I. Excuse me. Ooh, the buzzer almost came. Todd or me, 701-367-2054 for me, 701-226-8503 for Todd. I received a picture a moment ago from one of the listeners that was on the Washington, D.C. trip with us, a photo sent by text, and it said, checking in with daughter from D.C., so I was trying to figure out what the heck is. I thought they were saying, Todd, that my wife looked like my daughter, which, you know, many people do say that. My favorite experience when I'm out, say, Haley, our youngest, for, you know, lunch someplace, the waitress will say something to the effect of, oh, it's so nice of you to take your grandpa to lunch. What do you think at that point? I think immediately, okay, so much for your tip. That's what I think. Yeah, I hope that's not unfair, but I do. So much for your tip. Anyway, but they're not. They're actually, what this photo is it's a photo of me and Maria, my wife, looking into the phone, FaceTiming our daughter from D.C., and some thoughtful traveler thought to catch that and send it to us. Isn't that nice? Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. And I catched up. I got caught up on all the text during the break, so we'll get to those two here before we go. Right now, Carson and Dickinson at 258-0550. 258-0550. Carson, you go ahead. You're next.
Good morning, Scott. How are you doing today?
Excellent. How are you?
Good, good. Just want to make a couple comments listening to your show earlier with the Schumer comment that he made. And the gentleman stated that the Republican Hoven and so on should say something to Schumer. My response is that maybe Heidi should say something and call him out on the carpet and defend us for once for the state of North Dakota before she leaves. And that's just what I want to say about that. The other thing, Scott, I want to talk about is the presidential library. As you know, it was to be planned for here in Dickinson. And I sit on the city commission, and we committed $1 million to them. And obviously it is being contemplated me move to Medora. Here's my problem with it. We committed $1 million to them over a year ago, and they came in and needed $300,000 for operations. And so the city released $300,000 of our funds, and now they're coming back and they want to move it. So my question is, if they're going to tap the legacy fund for $50 million, why don't they tap it for another $300,000 and pay the city of Dickinson back? We gave them the money to work for the city of Dickinson, not to go behind our backs and get it taken away from us and given to Medora. So those are my two comments today, Scott.
Yes, and I don't know enough about the particulars of that to probably give my opinion, but I would understand why you would pose the question you're posing and think a little bit about it. I guess I, off the top of my head, could make the argument that I think Dickinson is going to win as much as anybody from the new flow of traffic of that facility, and I get why it needed to be moved, even though I, too, if I lived in Dickinson, would say, hey, we've been at this for how many years? I just think it was a different scale of project, allowing it to connect with the National Park System and be at the entrance to Teddy Roosevelt National Park, I think is a draw that would be good. But I think it'd be good in Dickinson, too. But I can understand why they had to do that, just to bring in more of the funding and more of the synergy, more of the partnerships.
They talk about the big donors, and there hasn't been any of them stepping up, So we stepped up and committed, and, we just feel like, we will get some of it from there, but, it was our idea. We put a lot of legwork into it. We put $300,000 plus into it, just the city, so we're kind of concerned about what happened there, does it belong to Medora? Questionable, how's it gonna do in the wintertime in Medora, as opposed to being here in Dickinson where we have 30,000 people.
Yeah, no, I hear you, and I've heard that argument, too. I think the idea is this is a draw. That's why the governor used the example of, okay, South Dakota has Mount Rushmore. This is a big enough deal to bring people here for it, added to the park especially. That's why I think it transcends previous experience of Medora where you didn't have any winter traffic. But like you say, you could sit down and put 10 reasons it should be in Dickinson and 10 over there, and I think the funding help that comes from the park is the reason they put it there. Nonetheless, your particular question, I don't know what the $1 million donation was given for, and if it was to help a library and didn't have a stipulation of it being in Dickinson, then I think they're within their rights.
Well,
if it said we're only giving this money if this thing's in Dickinson, then that's probably another story. One of those little sticky situations you get into when things change.
I could almost say if we were aware that it wouldn't have been in Dickinson, I don't know how easy it would have been to get the $300,000 of our tax money to support it. Without seeing other support from big donors and maybe even the town of Medora and the foundation. What are they stepping up? I haven't heard anything yet. So that's a concern. So far, we're the only.
I did promise a previous caller. I did promise a previous caller that we'd have a future show on this and try to answer some of those questions, Carson. I appreciate your call. Thanks for listening. And here's a texter that agrees with you on the Chuck Schumer thing. I think Heidi should be demanding an apology from Chuck Schumer. They told her she was important to the Senate. Now he basically said she was not. I would just hope she'd want to do it to defend North Dakota, just to stand up for North Dakota and say, come on, come on, come on, come on. Scott, why won't Speaker Ryan let the House vote on a resolution by the Senate condemning Saudi Arabia on the killing of the reporter in Turkey? Are they afraid of upsetting the Saudis and Trump? I don't think Paul Ryan's afraid of upsetting Trump or the Saudis. I just think he sees it for what it is, and that's just a political blunt force instrument. So much of what's going on with Trump right now is about people that don't hate what he proposes as much as they hate him and the fact that he's one proposing it. So, the wall. Build the wall, build the wall, build the wall. We heard it the whole campaign. We've heard it the whole 2 years he's been president. If the funds come, $5 billion at this time goes towards extending more of the wall. We're going down the path that it's going to be the wall. Trump has another victory. He said during the campaign, I'll do this. And he's doing it. They don't want him to have a victory. It's how the swamp works. So I think that's similar to what's going on with his detractors here on the Saudi Arabia thing. Jim in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
I think we should compare what is being proposed for the wall monetarily with the great Obama stimulus package that was just outstanding, but no accountability. All that money, what, $700, maybe $800 billion, and they're crying for $5 billion for the wall?
Why are they doing it the way they're doing it? What is this about?
It's ridiculous. I think they should compare it all the time to what the Democrats have decided that is a good thing to push, and all the money they've put forward for it, and at the same time, crying about the measly amount that would protect our own country.
I couldn't agree with you more. It's a very good point on the Obama stimulus for sure. And I just think further proof that this isn't about anything factual and spending money for border security or anything else. It's about stopping Trump at every turn.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Merry Christmas. I'm guessing 99% of gifts given are given to all kinds of people. Here's an opportunity to give a gift that is unique as the United States of America. It's the American flag. It's a flagpole. It's USA made. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com. This year, give the gift this Christmas that celebrates freedom all year long. It's a flagpole for your home, your lake house, or your business. Call Jim at 701-571-3524 or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Okay, Good Day is our Christmas part of the album, and you can play this at your Christmas parties or to yourself on Christmas Eve if there's nothing else to do.
Good Day, eh?
Yeah.
In case you thought, like, I wasn't on this part.
Oh, I guarantee you, you'd be on. Okay, so Good Day, this is the Christmas part, and we're going to tell you what to get your true love for Christmas.
Look out the window.
Where?
What are you doing? Snow.
What? Oh, it's a great way. North? And it's snowing because it's Christmas time. Hey, Poser.
What?
Here's the quiz. Quiz for Doug.
Okay, I have my thinking toque on.
Yeah, right. What are the 12 days of Christmas? Just figure it out, right? Christmas is when?
The 25th.
Right. And what's the 24th? Christmas Eve, right?
So that's two.
And then what's after that?
Wrestling.
All right.
No,
all right. I'm done with these goofballs.
That's three. I know. Then what's after
that? I'm getting sucked in. I'm getting sucked in is what I am.
Four.
Be there all day long.
Five.
Okay. There's Bing Crosby, Johnny Mathis, and there's, what do they call these guys again? You hoser?
I'll have a blue.
Oh my gosh.
At Christmas, it'll be without you.
I like mom and apple pie when it comes to Christmas music. Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, very good. Very good. Very good. That's so nice. Yeah. Back on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550 is the telephone number. Give us a call, 258-0550. Who's the two guys from Canada again, Tom? What are their names? Bob and... No. You don't know? I can't hear Todd if he's talking.
Drawing a blank.
Don't hear a darn thing.
What?
Oh, you're drawing a blank. You can't remember either.
That's... Well, I'm Rick Moranis, but I'm forgetting the other one.
Was Rick Moranis? He's one of them? Hey, Hoosier. Most of them.
Hey, Hoosier. Hey, Hoosier.
I can't exactly remember. Yeah.
Dave Thomas.
Exactly right.
That's the other one. Doug is Dave Thomas, and Bob is Rick Moranis.
Okay, got it. All right. We do have a little bit of breaking news here related to a national story. There's a bomb threat that has prompted the evacuation of Sandy Hook Elementary School on the sixth anniversary of the tragedy. So somebody has a really sick, twisted...
no kidding.
...way of going. I mean, like, how do you get up and go, oh, sixth anniversary, we're going to do a bomb threat. Just get that. Anyway, so you'll be hearing about that in the news. I want you to know about it. Dak Diesel, one of our fine sponsors on the program, the place for diesel repair. You need anything diesel, tractors, semis, trucks, whatever it is. You need them in tip-top shape, then you need the whole team at Dak Diesel. And you go to DakDiesel.com. You can call their cell phone number. You call the office number. I mean, they're just, hey, we want to serve you. How many businesses say, yeah, call us on our cell? That's 210-0888. Or the office number 701-258-5011 for your repair and maintenance of anything diesel. They do it at Dak Diesel. And they take great pride in that. They're in Bismarck, but the trucks come from all over because of the service they get. All right. Mike, Cooperstown, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, first time caller here, and it's Bob and Doug McKenzie, 12 Days of Christmas off of the album The Great White North.
Yep.
So
exactly.
There you go.
Thank you. Bob and Doug McKenzie. Yeah, I love it.
SCTV fame.
Bingo. And it was actually a clip that was never supposed to be on, except in the United States, we broadcast more television per hour than they do in Canada. And so when they started doing the show in the United States, they had to add on an extra clip at the end to fill up the extra minutes. And Rick Moranis came up with the Bob and Doug McKenzie sketch, and it ended up becoming almost bigger than the entire show.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
So
thanks for solving the riddle for us, Mike. We appreciate it very much. Mike in Richardton, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, I guess I've got an opinion on this so-called journalist who was murdered at the Saudi Arabian embassy overseas somewhere. Now, my way of thinking is, really, this isn't our problem. I think that this so-called journalist wrote a couple of opinion columns and sent them off to some newspaper in New York. Well, just because if I sent off an opinion column to the Tribune, and it got printed, would that make me a journalist? No, it would just make me someone else with an opinion who got it printed. So the guy was not an American citizen. He lived in the United States. He was murdered in a Saudi Arabian embassy overseas somewhere. I think this is a lot to do about stuff that really doesn't involve us. I think this is the globalists really kind of going after the Jews. And once again, the Jews are the target, and they know that the globalists know that Saudi Arabia and the Jews are kind of working together for whatever project they're working on. And to tie that all together, anything to do with Jerusalem, the globalists just want to make life as incredibly difficult for those people as they possibly can. And traditionally speaking, America has been backing Jerusalem, and I think that's a wonderful thing. The Bible says that's exactly what we're supposed to do and pray for them. And for us to get bogged down in something that really doesn't concern us is the deep state basically doing what they're doing. Watch my right hand while my left hand is messing with your pocket. That's about it.
Appreciate it, Mike. Thank you very much. There's a lot of dynamics that you've thought through on that whole situation with Saudi Arabia that you're exactly right. And, again, what are most people doing about it? Most people are saying, how can we inflict some political damage to Trump as a result of it? The same thing was done, I guarantee you, by previous presidents, in that they were aware that other countries' leaders were doing things we would never do. In the United States of America, a president wouldn't say, don't like the reporter, so murder him. Get out the saw. But you also have to pick the lesser of two evils in those. If you wanted to say, hey, let's stick it to Saudi Arabia, guess what happens with Iran? So that's not easy either. Appreciate the call, though, very much. Texter says, one solution, back to your comment about the lights not being on, when the weather is bad, is to use the electronic billboards DOT has to remind drivers to turn their headlights on in bad weather. I agree, because we get a lot of calls about that.
People they say, do that every once in a while, but that's absolutely right, though. That's a great idea.
It isn't a bad idea. We're going to have the DOT on a bit. We'll, not today, but future program, we'll let them know. Share that opinion with you there. Here is a comment from a texter, good morning, Scott. Now that the disaster known as Measure 1 is law, could you give an update on how it will affect things like legislative socials or school trips to the legislature sponsored by private organizations? Also, an update on a lawsuit that would throw out such an anti-free speech law. Okay, so, update on Measure 1. It remains a disaster, just as predicted. Everything I'm hearing is all kinds of legal things being done and just trying to determine what a mess the way this thing is written. It changed the Constitution. But we are due for an update, and we'll get you one. Thanks for listening.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
We're talking saunas today with Vince Webker from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Boy, if you've got a lot of saunas to choose from here, tell folks about the variety.
Yeah, there's variety because everybody has a different need for one. We can do a custom cut. There's the designer saunas, which are beautiful, outdoor saunas, infrared saunas, plug-and-play saunas, meaning I could take one home today, plug it in, and start using it tonight. And we have some great financing on them as well. Literally, Scott, you could get into a nice two-person sauna in your apartment, in your house, in wherever, by just plugging it in for as little as $2.94 a day, and that is way less than a cup of Starbucks coffee. And the wellness and the health and the benefits you get from that $2.94 a day, you can't put a price on it.
Great selection, great savings, great financing deals, a good reason to hurry to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Ask about the Finleo Spas, Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables too, Grand Forks, Fargo, Minot, Bismarck, and Devil's Lake too.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Arizona Republican Senator John Kyle reportedly to leave the Senate come December 31st. Kyle suggested as much when he was appointed to replace the late John McCain earlier this year. Reports say Governor Doug Ducey will now have to make a second pick to fill McCain's seat until it becomes open again in 2020. A DeKalb County police officer in Georgia shot and killed during what began as a routine traffic stop Thursday just east of Atlanta. The county police chief says
several officers returned fire. The suspect received several gunshot wounds.
was transported to an area hospital where he also died as a result.
Axios is reporting that former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie was in Washington a few days ago, meeting with President Trump about possibly becoming his chief of staff. This is USA Radio News.
It's Kohl's Super Saturday. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100. Or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Give joy with cozy sweaters, cuddle bed sheets, or a diamond ring. And get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, snap a free picture in-store with Santa, Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Christmas, folks. We're in Henning, Minnesota today, talking about the final leg of the Magical Medora Christmas Tour in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota tonight. Tickets still available, so get yours for that fine event. And, of course, we'll tell you about the dates and where they're going and everything in just a moment. Thank you, Todd, for that more traditional Christmas theme. Both Bill and I are tearing up here because you selected a very fine song.
Surprised us.
He did, didn't he? Yeah. It's very nice. Love that.
It can't be fun and games all the time.
No, that's true. That's true. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at Pipers. If you go to pipers.com, you'll find a pretty good run-through on what they have coming up. I always encourage folks to call and get their catalog, too, because it's a great catalog, 877-700-4099. Had somebody the other day tell me, a neighbor here had an estate sale, was handled the land sale, the farm, by Pipers, and they did a fabulous job. Everything so organized, the marketing all set up great, so they're getting rave reviews. People absolutely love it. They have on the 14th of December an auction coming up of some cropland, Trail County, North Dakota, a holiday collectible and household auction in steel on the 15th of December. And then Clay County, Minnesota, 200 acres of the great ag land, farm and ranch, hunting and recreation land. So there's just a little bit of a sample of what they have coming up. Check it out at Pipers.com. Bill Sorensen is here and part of the cast of the Magical Medora Christmas Tour. Nice to see you again, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing just great. Holding up well.
Good. Now, how's the tour so far?
Unbelievable.
You're loving it.
Yes, having a great time. Can't believe we've had, you know, full house. It's been just wonderful.
Yeah, that's neat. So you do got to get your tickets in advance, folks, to get these and take them in, right?
Yeah. We got a few in a row here where there are some seats available. I think Fergus Falls is sold out and a couple others. But looking like we have a few seats available for the next few days anyway, so that's good.
Is this kind of a grind when you're on the road and doing shows every night? And
not for me. I mean, I'm young, you know.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
there was something about your look there, Scott.
What was it?
Couldn't say it with a straight face. Is that what we're doing here?
He couldn't quite get it out without going, oh, yeah. Yeah. No, we're
having a young at heart veteran of these this kind of a schedule,
yeah.
Right?
So. Yeah, it's been very fun to do. I kind of feel that it's an honor and a blessing to be able to travel around and represent Medora, and see all kinds of folks around North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana. Saw your mother-in-law, by the way, the night.
I heard that
she was she was at her show. She was asking me questions about you. I lied.
Yes, I'm glad she made it there at the show in Grand Forks at the Empire.
Yes.
All doing so darn well. What, What kind of, when you talk to somebody like that after the show, what do they say? What are the comments?
Well, it's humbling. I mean, the people really like the show, and the talent that we have along is second to none. I mean, I don't want to brag about my friends here, but they're really good. So it's a fun show to be a part of.
And what's the purpose? What do you want them to leave with? What kind of, you know, obviously it's entertaining. It's heartwarming. What are you hoping they leave with?
There's a couple of things. One, we're hoping they have a little feel for Medora, and the place that we all love so much is the special place to all of us. But secondly, and more importantly, we hope they leave a little more in the Christmas spirit than when they came in. And I think we accomplished that.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Now, let me, so you know, because this is your last chance, folks, where they're going to be for the final run here. 9 venues left, 11 shows. So you're rounding third heading home.
Yeah, cheapers. That sounds like not that many.
How about that?
That's
huh?
good, yeah.
And tonight, as we said, in Detroit Lakes, at the Detroit Lakes Middle School. Tomorrow in Alexandria. Eldon's Food Fair is where you can get tickets for that today. Historic Holmes Theater, you can get tickets for the Detroit Lakes show. Then here in Henning. And tickets are right here where we're at the Landmark Center.
Yeah, and at the door. You can get them at the door and hand in.
Can you? Okay.
Yeah, they have a lot of room here. So
that's great. And First National Bank today, or if you just come in tonight for the show, on Sunday night, 4 p.m. is when the show is. You can get them right at the door. 17th then, so Monday, Wahpeton. Tuesday, Jamestown. Two shows in Bismarck. You're headed back west.
Yeah, I think that evening show is close, if not sold out, close to sold out, but there's tickets available for the afternoon show in Bismarck. So.
Yeah, so tickets for the 3 o'clock show and getting close to sold out for the 7:30 at the Bell. You get those tickets at Dan's Supermarket or just go to Medora.com. Then Valley City, Fergus Falls on the 21st, and the final two in Bloomington, 3 and 7:30. Do you find lots of North Dakotans and fans of Medora end up coming to the Twin Cities and make it nice and easy for them to revisit the magic of Medora?
We need to recruit some of those people back into the northern country here. That we end up sending a lot of people from this part of the country to Minneapolis over the years. And now with all the activity that we have up here, it would be nice to get some of those people move back north.
Yeah, would it ever. And Medora could be a draw. We were just talking a little bit about the Presidential Library.
Yeah.
That's proposed. And you and I were talking during the break. You used the term... you know, North Dakota's or Medora's Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because of what it would be together. You know, I don't know how many people, I think they get this, but the actual Presidential Library and Museum would be right at the entrance to the park, right? So there's sort of just, it's a way to take the park to a different level and have a facility that people will like.
Yeah, the board of the library, I don't think has made the final decision, but I think that's the preferred location that they're looking at right now. Would be in conjunction with the National Park, which would be a wonderful thing if that were to come to fruition.
Yeah, that, and of course, just Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library.
If there's any president that should have a library, it would be that guy.
No kidding, huh?
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah. And of course, you know, some have them, some don't. You know, when they started that idea came after Roosevelt,
yep.
So they didn't
yep.
start with him. But, yeah, this would be a great way to correct that. And what I really get a kick out of is the National Park System is just revved up about this. I mean, the Department of Interior, Ryan Zinke, and, I mean, they are very much committed to it. So.
Yeah, they are. And there's some other people that are part of the board that think they can raise a lot of money. So we'll see if it can happen.
Yeah. What is, you know, if you're down in Bloomington, as you will be at the end of this tour, what is your message about Medora? What do you want people to know about Medora?
You know, it's been fun, Scott, to come to these communities that I consider to be part of Lake Country because, you know, as an Eastern North Dakota guy, on weekends everybody heads to the lakes of Minnesota. What we've discovered is the people that are in the lakes of Minnesota, when they want to get away, we have managed to get a lot of them to come to Western North Dakota. And we're hoping we can increase the number of people that visit from the Minneapolis-St. Paul area as well. So that's part of what we're about.
If somebody is never listening right now in Lakes Country of Minnesota or, you know, never been to Medora, no matter where they are, what is special about Medora?
Well, it's unique in all the world. I mean, I say it's a place where unbelievable history, unbelievable beauty of the Badlands and entertainment all collide in a little town of 138 people that hosts 120,000 in a musical in the summertime. It's a very unique place and it's very special.
Yeah, it sure is. And this is a great bit of outreach to get people... You know, get that that warm, fuzzy feeling for Medora back and at least plan some travel there in 2019, right?
Yep, it's fun to do.
Yeah, that's great. Anything else about the show tonight, other than it is a little slice of Medora, and you mentioned earlier what your goals are, what you want them to know about this?
No, the only thing I would say is that we have a unique blend of talent. Jared Mason, who starred on Broadway, is known as the world's greatest yodeler. You know, I just about didn't put a yodel in this year's show, and boy, am I lucky that I did, because I'd have been beat up by now by some of these people.
You're done that right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and he's not, to say that, it's to say he's the world's best yodeler, as he's been called, or the Jimi Hendrix of yodel, as somebody referred to him. It's not like the traditional, I mean, it's like you listen to that and say, I can't believe that's coming out of someone's mouth, out of their voice. It's crazy. But then what he does on the piano and as is Jerry Lee Lewis, having been a star on Broadway, Emily Walter is a unique talent, performed in every continent in the world and has toured the world as both Patsy Cline and done a Karen Carpenter tribute, but mostly just as Emily Walter. And Joe Christensen, a Eastern North Dakota guy that went on to Broadway and had solo singing career. Chad Willow, who's, you know, I got to watch him every second of the day. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Is that right? Why?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we want to try to keep him out of jail. And you never know what he's going to do on any given moment. So.
He told me to call you the P.T. Barnum of North Dakota. That means you're a circus ringleader, I think that means.
I do like promoting.
Yeah.
I do like doing that. So.
You'll take that label.
I'll take that label. That's from him. That's one of the better ones I could get, I think. So.
Yeah, exactly right. Did we get everybody in there?
We got everybody in there, yeah.
Yeah. That is a talented crew.
Yeah. Yeah, very talented.
Especially when you look where they've been and what they've done. And clearly being a part of Medora again tells you how special the place is, too, because they wouldn't need to do this.
Well, exactly. I mean, they all have the feeling that Medora is a life-changing event for them in their lives, and I have that same feeling. To me, I've done different things in my life and been able to turn the page and move on, but for some reason, Medora's got a hook into me, and I just can't resist going back there. And it's the place where I find my soul, you know, in that special place. And I love it.
Yeah, it is wonderful. Well, you can't leave, just so you know. You can't, because Medora wouldn't be the same without having you out there being a part of that. And how many years?
Well, you had to go there, didn't you? Huh? You know, I'm having this nice conversation. Now you're going to go right to the age part of it.
Not how many years do you have on you? I was just saying, how many years have you been to Medora?
So I've been doing shows in Medora for 40 years.
Okay.
The whole time I was mayor in Bismarck, when I went out there on weekends and did shows with
my wife. So you started in a diaper, is what you're saying?
Well, no, I was 4 years old. So
you're mayor at four? Wow. Actually, it wouldn't be a bad idea, right?
Yeah, I couldn't have messed things up as much as I did when I was actually there. So that's probably...
But Medora, from the first time you stepped on stage there to now, is just transformed.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. Everything that's happened since then, in my opinion, has been like world class. I mean, starting with the Jaden Terrace and the redo of the amphitheater, Bully Pulpit Golf Course, the Rough Rider Hotel, you know, in my all world class facilities. So it's been fun to watch that transition take place.
Well, thank you for letting us be the groupies today.
Thank you for supporting us and coming along the way here.
Invading your little solace here in beautiful Henning, Minnesota, home base for a few shows.
It is a solace too. The people in Henning. It's a crazy story how this all happened. You know, it's you traveling around like you do, you know, can see the difference leadership makes in a community.
Yeah.
And we are in Henning just because people with the state know. So it's fun to be a part of it.
They recruited you.
Yeah.
They have a show right here.
Yeah, they did.
Medora.com to get your tickets, folks. Please take in this show. You're going to absolutely love it. There should not be a seat remaining for these shows to wrap up the year. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.
Bill Swanson with us on What's On Your Mind.
Welcome. Know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Scott Hedden. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City. Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealers are proud to introduce the all-new CR Series Combines. They're designed with you and harvesting in mind. The brand-new state-of-the-art Harvest Suite Ultra Cab is more spacious and gives you even wider visibility. Up to three cameras and new lighting extend the visibility around the combine and around the clock. Every new feature is designed for your comfort and a better harvest. That's New Holland Smart. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer and ask about the all-new CR Combines.
Hi, folks. This is Bill Sorensen, host of the Magical Medora Christmas Show. We want to say thank you. Because of your tremendous support, we've been able to expand our tour to 31 shows. We're excited to be bringing Christmas cheer to the Jamestown Ryland Theater at 7:30 Tuesday, December 18th. Tickets for our all-new show are available at Hugo's Family Marketplace and Medora.com.
Hello, I'm Randall Borkus. Want to make sure your life savings, the family farm, or business aren't lost to healthcare or nursing home costs? At Howard & Borkus Law Group, we have a solution. We've helped countless families preserve their treasured family assets for the next generation, and we can do the same for you. Howard & Borkus Law Group, number 7, 3rd Street, Minot, North Dakota. Call now, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I know it's coming. I know. There, exactly. Right there. Uh-huh. Right there. That's power in music right there, Todd. You hear that?
That's why I picked it.
I want to be the bell guy. Out there, you know. Cranking on the bells. When we were in D.C. last week with the group of What's On Your Mind listeners, went to the Kennedy Center to see a Christmas concert. And it was so good. The conductor was unbelievable. He's hilarious. And, you know, the bell choir is part of it, too. And we were, the orchestra pits were pretty close to seeing, not our orchestra pit, but I guess they call it orchestra. And, you know, when you just feel it in every inch of your body, you know how great that is. That's what that song reminds me of. It's really neat. It's Christmas time, so we've got the great Christmas cheer going on the radio on What's on Your Mind. Dick Morris next week on the program, by the way. Wanted to give you a little programming note on that. Also, we have a week from today our conversation about Vision Zero from all the folks, Highway Patrol, Department of Transportation that are coming together. We have three follow-up programs that we need to do based on today's show. One on the Medora Musical, one on Measure One, and what was the other one? I have it written down here somewhere, so we'll tackle that one as well. Long-term care issues, that's what it was. So, perfect. Appreciate it very much. We're brought to you in part on What's on Your Mind. And, by the way, we thank our sponsors because without them, we can't do the show for you. So, remember them. Go Wireline. The folks where you call, they go. They've been doing this a long time. This is a North Dakota company. North Dakota company founded in about 2011, about 200 years combined experience in the wireline industry between all of the founders. Pretty amazing. They're in Williston. They're in Dickinson. Great career opportunities right now. Good company, good people. Check it out. GoWireline.com/careers. You can be choosy when you're looking for a new career right now. You really can. And, you know, a North Dakota company, the founders, very, very, very connected to the industry and great experience in the industry, says what? Stability, right? Still cranking, still going through a very challenging time. So that's pretty amazing. So I mentioned earlier with the Bill and the crew that we chatted with here from the Medora Magical Musical Tour that we were at the Landmark Center in Henning, Minnesota. And it's just a lot of charm to this facility. Daniel Broughton, I want to say Broughton, but it's Broughton, is here. Hey, Daniel, how are you?
Hello, good morning.
Nice to see you. You're the director of the Landmark Center. What is the Landmark Center here in Henning?
The Landmark Center, we've been open as a nonprofit for about 10 years. We are a nonprofit arts history community center. We provide space for meetings, for different art workshops. We have overnight retreats. We have a retreat bedrooms upstairs for up to 10 people overnight. So it's a nice gathering spot for family gathering or an overnight, you know, multi-day retreat. So we have a quilting group that meets here several times a year and takes the whole place over. So it's just a very welcoming spot. We're housed in a 1914 arts and crafts style home that was the doctor's residence and eventually the clinic in town. And in 2006, it was purchased and renovated. In 2009, we opened as the Landmark Center. So we've been open about 10 years, and we're very lucky in this community to have such a facility. So
yeah, it's fantastic. It's neat. It's charming. Like you say, for retreats, you know, in the case of the Medora folks, they're calling this home base, you know, for four nights so they can go to their shows elsewhere because they got a great spot and a full kitchen and, you know.
We adopted them 2 years ago, and the first time they came and stayed, they loved it. And last year they stayed three nights. This year they're staying here four nights while they work the different shows in this region. So,
do I understand one of your board members was a big Medora fan and recruited them here?
She was. Terry Oscarson is still on our board, and she's still very active recruiting with Medora. But she is the one that twisted Bill Sorensen's arm and invited him to come to Henning with the show 2 years ago. And once they came and saw the reaction from our local community, they kind of fell in love with the community. But
you have a website?
We do. It's at www.henninglandmark.org. And we're on Facebook as well, so people can follow us and see what kind of activities we have coming up.
Check out this facility.
Yes.
Check out what's happening. And maybe think about it for a little retreat, a little getaway for whatever you have going in the middle of beautiful Lakes Country, Minnesota. So all the lakes are surrounding us here, right?
They are, yes.
Yeah.
They're right on the edge of the whole collection of over a thousand lakes in Otter Tail County, so which we just celebrated our 150th anniversary of the county this year, by the way. So
wow, that's pretty cool. And Daniel, the Landmark Center director, thanks so much.
Thank you very much for being here.
Yeah, appreciate it very much. Howard in Alexandria, let me get you in here before we go. Wanted to weigh in on the wall. Go ahead.
Well, I just heard on NPR, and of course they have everything right. About a week ago, they had a guy on from this Paris Agreement that the United States backed out on for global warming. And he says now that they're $20 billion short because the United States backed out. Well, our wall is $5 billion. Can't we get some money that way?
Yeah, you know, the other thing the president has suggested is defense funding, national security angle as well. I think what the president's doing right now is doing what any president would do. Go to Congress, say this is a national security need. We need to have it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want it, then he's not going to go along with the... And by the way, shutting down the government means what? Not all of government shuts down by any stretch, but
right.
75% is not funded. That's what they're debating right now. And, of course, the essential services in that remain open. But good point, Howard. I appreciate it. God bless you, folks. Got to go. We'll see you Monday.
At the University of Mary, become who you were made to be. Hi, I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. Grow your knowledge and become a stronger servant leader by continuing your education at the University of Mary. Now is your time. Classes start every 5 weeks, with the next classes beginning January 7th. Call us today at 800-288-MARY. That's 288-M-A-R-Y. When you call, use the code THRIVE to waive your application fee. We look forward to visiting with you.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Support an all-of-the-above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ndforallenergy.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.